Aaron Keene is back after a couple of weeks off. I guess it kind of slows down in the summer, but there's a lot of theater during the summer in Louisville, and Aaron Keene from WFPL News is back to tell us what's going on.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey.
Thanks for having me. Well, if you haven't heard, the Kentucky Shakespeare has appointed a new producing artistic director. That's Matt Wallace, who worked with the company for about 10 years before he took off to lead Shakespeare Behind Bars. So he's coming back into the fold, and that's pretty exciting time for Kentucky Shakespeare. And also, so this weekend, this might turn into a bit of a celebration, but this weekend on Sunday, a group of local actors, lots of whom have been in Kentucky Shakespeare productions over the years, some actually with or under the direction of Matt Wallace, are putting up an afternoon of free Shakespeare in Memorial Park, so the other old Louisville park. The event is called Sonnets, Scenes, and Soliloquies, so it's just a collection of actors' favorite scenes and speeches from Shakespeare. It is 2 to 3 p.m. on August 4th in Memorial Park. That's down on South 4th Street. And then there will be a reception at Vault 1031, which is on 6th Street right afterwards.
All right, so some free Shakespeare. Should be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll probably turn into a bit of a just like a kind of a pep rally too. So that's always a good time.
Shakespeare pep rally.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Rah rah, go Bard.
What else is going on?
Well, Theater 502 launched a couple of months ago. Launched a pretty ambitious year-long project. It's a serial play, so it's a play that is being released in 8 to 10 minute increments once a month during the first Friday trolley hop. It's called The Stranger and Ludlow Quinn, and it is about magicians, about Louisville history, and it kind of goes back and forth between around the turn of the century and contemporary Louisville. Pretty cool stuff. I've seen the first two installments. They run this in the Barron's Theater, which was designed as a magician's theater and has been recently renovated. That's upstairs in Whiskey Row Lofts, kind of overlooks the Second Street Bridge. So if you missed the last month or even the first 2 months, at the beginning of each installment, they do a quick little,
a recap.
Yeah, last time on The Stranger and Ludlow Quinn, so you can get up to date.
Now, where are they in the series?
This is the third installment, so we're still pretty early on, but we've met Ludlow Quinn. We've met a mysterious stranger who promises this inept magician many things. And we've met Bonnie Burke, who is a contemporary teenager and who finds this mysterious book that's credited to Ludlow Quinn in the attic of her grandmother's house in Old Louisville. So strange things start to happen, as they will when you're dealing with the dark arts.
A Louisville mystery.
Yes.
That's Friday?
That's Friday. And it runs every hour on the hour from 7 to 10 p.m.
Good. So you can catch it, I think, if you try.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just plan it as part of your trolley hop. It's right downtown. So just plan on being there sometime around, a couple minutes before the turn of the hour and you can get in. It's free also.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm prepared, as I know you are, for this production. Go ahead. I can't introduce it any more than you can.
It's called Naked Boys Singing. Pandora Productions is producing this.
This isn't code for anything. This is
no,
a pretty literal title.
They're boys. They're naked. They're singing. That's exactly what's happening. If you say, what is this show about? I'm just going to say, it's about naked boys singing. There is no plot. Really. It's just a musical review, a little bit of light dancing, nothing too strenuous. They're naked about 90% of the time on stage. And it's a cast of seven. There's a photo up on WFBL.org. Click on arts if you want to preview the cast.
Right?
Yes, yes. They are
safe
wearing. The photo is safe for public radio.
Good.
The show itself is not, but hey, we're radio, not TV, so we don't have to worry about that. But yeah, lots of different types of production numbers. It's pretty lighthearted. There is a beating heart at the center of all that man flesh, apparently. The show is really about being vulnerable and being open, and about being naked.
Yeah, well, Pandora is known for its, risque productions.
Yeah, they tend to push the envelope. And sometimes the envelope is being pushed in, very serious, dramatic directions, and sometimes the envelope is being pushed in very, pardon the pun, cheeky directions. So this one is probably a lot more on the like lighthearted night out with your pals kind of evening. But as we were saying earlier, if the title Naked Boys Singing speaks to your interests in any ways, then this show might be an attractive evening out.
Now, I have to ask, are you going to go?
I am out of town this weekend, unfortunately, so I will miss opening night. I don't know if I can get tickets. It might end up being a very popular run, but it runs through August 11th in the Henry Clay. So if you are so inclined, go, you know, do you have a couple of weekends to see it?
Okay. Well, thank you, Erin, as always.
Thank you.